It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. Man, we've already had a busy show. It gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you oh so much to Pro Football Hall of Famer, former Bronco, Champ Bailey, former Bulldog, Champ Bailey, for joining us last hour. If you missed it, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We talked about Luka Doncic. We heard from Luka Doncic, introduced as the newest member of the Los Angeles Lakers. And then we heard from a pair of Kansas City Chiefs. They said they are not going anywhere. Andy Reid said he ain't going anywhere. He'll be back next year. Travis Kelce said, I'll be back as well. And we got so much more to get into. NBA trade deadline is coming up. Everybody is getting ready for the Super Bowl on Sunday. Hey, in 20 minutes, we're going to have a chat with a broadcaster. We're going to have a chat with someone who played in the NFL. We're going to have a chat with Solomon Wilcots. Solomon Wilcots will be here in about 20 minutes. Of course, we're going to talk about the big game. And I want to talk to him about them Cincinnati Bengals. I want to talk to him about some of these trades that we're hearing about. So Solomon will be here shortly. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker. Talk to the machine. Everybody should be used to talking to a machine at this point. Talk to the machine. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Hickey, I'm growing frustrated talking to all these machines, especially when I want to talk to a human. You know what I mean? With the customer service nowadays.
It is crazy. AI, robots, everything is taking over slowly.
There used to be a point in time if I had to call customer service for something. If I just, it didn't matter what the selections were. Press 1 for this, press 2 for this, press 3 for this. If I just press 0 a million times, I got a human being. Hickey, they have counteracted that and thrown it out the window. I had to call someplace and I tried that, Hickey, and the thing just hung up on me. I said, you got to be kidding me.
There was one place I called a few weeks ago. Same thing. Like, I'm desperate. Like, what's usually operator, or if sometimes just stay on hold and we'll send you to a representative. Like, there was not an option. Like, talking to a human was not available. And what number you pressed did not matter. I'm like, this is the worst.
Yeah. Hickey, sometimes I feel like it would be like, well, what do you want? Say this for this. Say this for this. Hickey, I'll be like, representative. Sorry, that's not an option.
A human being.
Yeah, I've gotten that, and the thing will go, goodbye. Like, man, now I may have to lead the revolution against the robots, Hickey, okay? When you see me out here, John Connor, and I'm walking around the street with a bat busting up robots in another, 5 to 10 years, understand why. It's because the poor customer service from some of these places. But yeah, use your smart speaker. That's a good use of technology. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Hickey, right before we get to Solomon Wilcots, you had brought something to my attention about Kevin Durant. And no, he has not been traded. The Phoenix Suns did not trade him to the Toronto Raptors for a warm winter coat. But we did hear part of this last night, that Kevin Durant, with all this going on with Jimmy Butler, the uncertainty surrounding Jimmy Butler, that the Suns are thinking about moving him. But now there's an additional wrinkle. Hickey, what's going on?
According to The Athletic, that there have been exploratory talks between the Suns and the Warriors to maybe, like you said, get a Kevin Durant trade. Apparently, Phoenix's asking price is exorbitant. Basically asking for every future piece that Golden State has, and one current piece, which is all-star forward Draymond Green, who has established a relationship with fellow Michigan State alum and now Suns owner Matt Ishbia. That is a player the Suns have targeted, that if they were to trade KD, and if they trade him to the Warriors, not only do they want draft picks back, but also number 23 coming south.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, for all of that, why would Golden State do the move? Now, my understanding, and I get it, everybody can be traded, and it doesn't matter, and this and that. I know Steph Curry and Draymond Green, they get along. Like, Draymond Green is not punching Steph Curry in the face, and I always thought as long as Steph wanted Draymond there, he would be there. And if you send Kevin Durant back, what else do you have? Hickey, you would have Steph Curry. And I get it, you're alleviating some of the salary, but you would have Steph Curry, Kevin Durant. I cannot understand a world where Kuminga stays with the team for what? And then you got Podziemski and all these other guys, but the roster would to me, just feel naked. It feels naked now without Kevin Durant. And then you would just swap Durant for Draymond. I don't know about that, man. That's weird.
I agree on both sides, honestly. Like, the Warriors, right, their defense goes in the tank, and so does their depth. And if you're the Suns, like, you're kind of between a rock and a hard place that money with Bradley Beal squatting on his deal. You have Devin Booker, who's still right now in the prime of his career. Kevin Durant's aging out. You have depth problems already. Sure, you can get, like you said, Kuminga. You can maybe get some future assets in terms of draft picks as well. But you get Draymond. You trade your best player still, I'd say, in KD. You get Draymond back. Like, where are they going in this next year or two? I don't think really anywhere.
So, let me understand this. This would be a team. The Suns would be a team of Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, Draymond Green, and draft picks for the future. Am I understanding that?
Maybe, like you said, Jonathan Kuminga, maybe. A guy who feel like we talk about his potential a ton and never actually see it pan out.
That just sounds like a bunch of slap together, man.
And if you're then Devin Booker, do you
want to leave?
I'm right. I'm at it. Like, I can't blame him.
What am I doing? That sounds like a terrible team. Let me say that again. Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, Draymond Green, and maybe Kuminga. Like, they sound small. That's what they sound like. They sound like a bunch of 6'5", 6'6", guys just running around getting out rebounded with one guy who can't shoot the ball. We know who that is. It's Draymond Green. I don't know, man. That would be dumb. We're about to see if the Dallas Mavericks are the dumbest team. I mean, for all of that, I'm just keeping Kevin Durant. Like, I'm trading Kevin Durant in exchange for Draymond Green and picks coming back. Like, you know you're going to suck. I don't know. Now, people are in silly world right now. Only thing I'm personally thinking about, I know I'm not getting traded because I'm not in the NBA. I just want to see Jimmy Butler suffer. I want to see him not get traded to Phoenix. That is my own personal wish, because he's been acting like a complete jerk. And we'll talk about him later on in the show. But let me get to this before we get to Solomon Wilcox in about 15 minutes. Speaking of jerks, here in Atlanta, I can go in a million directions. Kirk Cousins is, I don't think he's making too many more fans. It was all good. He has really gone on a roller coaster since he got here. People were not a fan of acquiring him. And then people jumped on the bandwagon when they started to win, and Kirk Cousins is swag surfing, and he likes the songs and the music, and they giving him a nickname, Kirk Cobangs, and, oh, yeah, Kirk Cousins is cool. Until Kirk Cousins started throwing interceptions. Until Kirk Cousins couldn't move. Until Kirk Cousins started to stink. People were ready for Michael Penix Jr. to take over. And he did. And we here in Atlanta were told for weeks, when they went on a 4-game losing streak, when in the span of going 1-5, Kirk Cousins threw one touchdown and 9 interceptions and was sacked 11 times. We were all told that his leg is fine. Yeah, there was a little blip about his arm, but it's like, nah, that has nothing to do with it. None of this stuff, nothing about how bad Kirk Cousins is, none of it is related to Kirk Cousins being hurt. You cannot make this stuff up. Because earlier today, Kirk Cousins. Somebody has to put a muzzle on him. He's great. I think he's going to be great on TV. But they're going to have to muzzle him while he plays. Kirk Cousins was on Good Morning Football. And he told everybody, that first game against the Saints, I got sacked and my shoulder basically, it split in half and it went around my elbow and both my elbow and my shoulder, they hurt. Listen to what Kirk Cousins said.
We were 6-3, was playing well, doing a lot of good things, even if the right ankle wasn't perfect. You know, nobody's perfect in this league. We're never feeling 100%. It didn't really affect me too much. But then against the Saints, got hit pretty good in my right shoulder and elbow. And from there, kind of dealing with that, it was something I was working through and just never really could get it to where I wanted it. And so now the season's over, you have the time and the energy to say, okay, sure, Let's get the right ankle back. Let's get the shoulder back. Let's get the elbow back. And if we can do that, feel like I got a new life ahead of me here in pro football.
Oh, my God. Why did he say that? Why did he say that? Why are you admitting that now? Like, he must really feel and know and understand that he's gone. He must really feel and know and understand that he will not be in a Falcons uniform. Yeah, the Falcons can dump him, but it's going to cost them some money. Maybe Arthur Blank, Mr. Home Depot, I so would. He got it like that. I know he does. I've told everybody about the hospitals that he has built here in Atlanta with his name on it, especially the one that replaced my favorite store, Guitar Center. He got a lot of money. And we knew that they were willing to take this risk when they selected Michael Penix Jr. 8th overall in the draft last year. Kirk Cousins. This man is guaranteed a $65 million in the first 2 years of his contract, which he signed a 4-year, $180 million deal. So they can eat money and tell him to go ahead and take a hike. And I think that's what might happen. I think we will see Kirk Cousins on the open market. And why now he decided to admit that he was hurt? You know what he's doing? He just added additional scrutiny for his head coach. Well, for people, he's giving them ammunition to scrutinize their head coach. If you knew he was busted up, why were you still rolling them out there? Did you have a lack of confidence in Michael Penix Jr.? And yeah, the season is washed. Why did you keep rolling out Kirk Cousins, Raheem Morris, if you knew he wasn't healthy? Did you think busted up hurt Kirk Cousins was going to be better than Penix? There's a lot of questions that are going to need to be answered over the past or the next several weeks. And this is the disaster that the Falcons created for themselves when they, A, signed Kirk Cousins and then had to think about tampering charges of how soon and when they contacted him. And then immediately after giving him all this guaranteed money, they drafted a quarterback. Like, there was going to be controversy from that moment on. And the Falcons, instead of letting the situation breathe, I mean, Kirk Cousins is talking about it. He's like, yeah, well, you know, I really was hurt. They swore up and down that he was fine. Sometimes you got to let sleeping dogs lie. And we talk about nice guys. We heard from Andy Reid in the last break. He said he sounds like such a pleasant fellow for being a hard-ass, hard-nosed coach. He sounds so pleasant. Man, I think about Kirk Cousins. He also sounds like a very nice guy. Apparently he is. I never met him while he's been here. But I hear he's a good dude. People love him. Hickey, what is he? He goes shopping at Kohl's, right? That means he's a great guy. Of course he is.
He's got that Kohl's cash ready to go, all hoarded up.
Do jerks shop at Kohl's? Do they?
No.
I think I've been to Kohl's one time. The prices were too high for me, Hickey. I said, what am I doing in here?
Really? I thought that was like their thing. It's the opposite.
That's what I thought. I'm like, am I in Kohl's or Bloomingdale's? If I want to go to Bloomingdale's, I'm going to Bloomingdale's.
Walked Dillard's. Right in and walked right out.
Yeah, I did. So how much is this Nike sweatshirt? Hell no. Not buying this. Kirk Cousins, nice guy. Persona non grata. The swag surfing was nice. Putting chains on him was nice. He's done here. Nobody wants him back. He better go call up Mike Tomlin. He better go play for the New York Jets. I don't know. because the hope now is that his leg is healthy and so is his arm. But then even that, this is one thing that none of these injuries can erase. When you go to the playoffs, Kirk Cousins still has a record of 1-4. And that, I don't know if that's going to get any better. Throwing the ball around for, let's just say, being a bridge quarterback somewhere. Soon to be 37 years old. Just a hunch. Kirk Cousins, stop burning those bridges. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a chat with someone who played in the NFL. This man, like Champ Bailey, held it down as a defensive back. And now you can hear him talking about the game. You've seen him on TV. We're going to have a chat with Solomon Wilcox. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, there's so much going on in the NBA. There's so much going on in the NFL, but we are getting closer and closer to the big game on a Sunday. Thank you so much to Champ Bailey for joining us last hour. It's time to talk to another defensive back, someone that you are used to seeing and hearing on your television screens, hearing on Sirius XM. He is all over the place. He's an advocate for sports health advancement. Joining us right now is Solomon Wilcox. Solomon, how are you?
I'm doing great, and great to be on with you. We're busy on Radio Row, which is now called Media Row, since they're so different forms of discipline in terms of media here. But we're having fun getting ready for Super Bowl 59.
Hey, we know that the world has certainly changed, and the media is a whole hell of a lot more than radio. Solomon, let's get to brass tacks. Man, you played defense. That's what you did. We can certainly look at what the Philadelphia Eagles have done, the improvement that they've made from last year to this year. How do you think that's going to settle in against someone like Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, you got a lot you got to handle, because Mahomes will remind us that he can still run the ball. He's still that dual threat quarterback. He'll carve you up with his arm. But as the Buffalo Bills found out in the AFC Championship game, he also rushed for 2 touchdowns in that game. So he does a really good job of protecting the football while obviously creating big plays in the passing game. But when you look at just being the fact that you got to be disciplined when you rush him, got to have a spy on the quarterback, because Pat Mahomes, he'll kill you with his legs, he'll kill you with his arm, and particularly late in games is where I think he's most deadly. That's why they've won 17 straight games, but the game's been decided by one score.
Yeah, you do not want to see this man marching down the field as time is a-ticking. Solomon, you've had to face off against plenty of quarterbacks and stare. What makes Mahomes different?
I think what makes him different is he has that clutch gene. The game isn't too big for him. The moment isn't too big for him. He understands, obviously, the purpose of every single play. He and Andy Reid creatively are tied at the hip. Andy will allow him to do things that most quarterbacks in this league aren't allowed to do. You can't throw late back over the middle of the field, you know, when you're rolling out to your right. Don't throw it back over the middle. All those things that other quarterbacks are unable to do, Andy Reid gives Patrick Mahomes free reign to do it, because he has the arm talent to pull it off. He seems to have the unique ability to stay alive and on plays and stick the ball into tight spaces and turn what looked like a dead play into a touchdown or into an explosive play for the offense. So there's a high trust level between the coach and the quarterback. But more importantly, I go back to the fact that he's got this clutch gene to win close games, that if you leave him time on the clock and he only has to go down and score a touchdown and get a field goal, he's going to get it.
Solomon, you talk about Andy Reid. We learned today he shared that he plans on being back to coach next year. And why not? If you're healthy enough to do so, why are you going to just stop going out there and coaching Patrick Mahomes? We know about his tenure with the Eagles up to the Chiefs now, the success that he has climbing the coaching ranks. We talked about how mild-mannered he is, but he's certainly a hard ass. What is your interpretation of why he has so much success with the Eagles and now he's really hit the jackpot with Mahomes and company?
Because he does a really good job of understanding the kind of people you want on your team. Hmm. High character people who really take football serious, who really going to put the time and energy and the work into it. And those kind of priorities are what Andy Reid is looking for in a player. And then what he does is he's so creative. If you love the game at the same level that he does, it's just going to be a natural fit. Guys like Justin Reid and, you know, other players that they brought in for other teams, you know, just immediately are going to fit. Now, they try to build through the draft, but when he goes looking for players, he goes looking for special people who absolutely love the game, who are willing to put the work in, and then when tough and difficult times come up, that you're not going to fracture. You're not going to be one of these me guys, you know, worrying about yourself more than you're worrying about the team. He's a really great team builder in that way. And then when the game breaks out, the guy can dial him up, man. He can create and design crafty plays, but he also has a sense of timing of when to run them and the execution that's needed to pull it off.
It's Solomon Wilcox is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It was only a year ago that the Philadelphia Eagles basically crashed, and they played every game pretty close, one-score games and losses. Nick Sirianni had to fire his coordinators. We know that they picked up Saquon. Do you think they've done enough to beat the Kansas City Chiefs?
Wow, man, that's a huge question because you really won't know until a game is played. But I do think they've done enough to give a lot of people reason to believe they can beat the Chiefs. You know, you add two players on the defense in the secondary that are rookies, and Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean both are finalists for Defensive Rookie of the Year. Right. You add Zach Bond, who's also a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year in the middle of the defense, and that really was an area of weakness for the Philadelphia Eagles defense. Their linebackers did not rate very high. And then Jalen Carter, highly drafted player a couple of years ago, or just last year, I should say, now in his second season, he's elevated his game and become a dominant player. So at every level of the defense, you see the growth and the development, I think, to make them a more formidable defense than the defense the Chiefs played 2 years ago.
Solomon, that we got to wait an entire week to see what happens, or less than a week now, which is actually nice. We whittle it down from 2 weeks. We still got a lot of news in the NFL. We have Myles Garrett, who is asking out of Cleveland. We have Cooper Kupp, who's been told, we don't want you here in Los Angeles. What do you think is going to be the outcome for both of these individuals?
Well, give me the individuals again. You're talking about Myles Garrett and Cooper Kupp, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think Myles Garrett has kind of pushed his chips to the center of the table. I have been having this conversation with several people on air on my SiriusXM NFL radio show on the opening drive because I thought Myles Garrett could really help the Cleveland Browns by trading him. You could recoup a lot of what has been lost in the gamble that took place trying to acquire Deshaun Watson. A lot of money spent, a lot of draft picks used, very little production. And now you've got this great player, franchise, sort of future Hall of Famer, Myles Garrett, who had 14 sacks last year, but yet you only won 3 ball games. So what good is it doing the Cleveland Browns, and what good is it doing Myles Garrett, who probably deserves the chance to play for a winner? So I think that could be a win-win. I know it's not common if you get emotional and you don't want to trade a future Hall of Famer, but I think if you just really think more tactically, and I think all the data suggests that for a player like him, if you can get players and picks in return, you could change the trajectory of your franchise. That's what, hey, let's face it, that's what Houston did when they sent Deshaun Watson to the Cleveland Browns for all of those picks. Houston, all they've done over the last 2 years is gone to the playoffs, won the division title, and won when they got there. Detroit Lions, when they sent Matthew Stafford over to the Rams, yeah, the Rams won a Super Bowl, But Detroit has turned their franchise hopes into promise, winning back-to-back division titles. And I still remember the Dallas Cowboys built a dynasty when they traded Herschel Walker to the Minnesota Vikings. So if you're Cleveland, you've got to be less emotional about this and just kind of really look at what your $68 million under the salary cap. How do you make your team whole and move forward? You got to acquire draft picks, and you have to unload salary. They can do both by trading Myles Garrett.
It's Solomon Wilcott is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. You mentioned the Rams. We know that they did win that championship, and now they're trying to figure out what their financial future looks like, whether it's Stafford and how he gets paid. Cooper Kupp is certainly, they said that they're going to go ahead and trade him, or at least he announced that. Where do you think would be a good landing spot for Cooper Kupp, especially given his recent leg injuries? He's not what he used to be.
Yeah, he's still a good player, though. I still think there's some usage. If they move on from Cooper Kupp and designate him as a June 1st sort of designee, they could save $20 million on their salary cap. So I think there's no doubt this is a move that they're going to make. Think about all these coaches who coached under Sean McVay in Los Angeles, coached under Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco. They run the same offense, you know. They really do. And so I think he would fit in any of those offenses, any of those teams. Cooper Kupp is still a really good player, just that Puka Nacua has exceeded him to become their best receiver, and the production is not matching the $80 million contract that he signed a few years back. He's only 1 year into that three-year deal, by the way. So it'll be interesting to see if the team takes on that salary. And it'll also be interesting to see what the Rams can get in return.
As Solomon Wilcott is joining us, host of the opening drive on SiriusXM NFL Radio. You played as well, and one of the teams that you played for, Major Bones, happens to be Cincinnati. They have some, I don't want to call them wide receiver issues, but we know Jamar Chase might be looking at a deal in excess of $40 million. T. Higgins is like to go elsewhere. Do you think the Bengals will ultimately have success given their reputation of being penny pinching?
Yeah, I think the narrative and the history of things doesn't point to this thing ending in a positive way, right? And that's keeping the band together of Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, and T. Higgins in 2025. But, you know, at some point you've got to, as an organization, you got to begin to do things differently. You got to begin to do things in a way that allows you to win championships. And if you say to yourself, well, this is kind of how we've done it, then someone's got to say in the room, well, what has that gotten you in the past? Have you won any championships doing that? Well, maybe you ought to try it. You may try keeping your best players together who are all young. I mean, they're 26 and younger. Think about that. And they make such a formidable force. The rest of the league want to see this thing broken up because they're afraid of it, right? So the Bengals should be smart enough to know that they have a good thing and that you can't just get, you know, see T. Higgins walk out the door and think you're going to just replace him by going to get another player. They're not making T. Higgins-type players, you know, every single day. So you might want to keep one if you got them.
And Solomon Wilcott's here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. We know the league continues to change and evolve, whether it's the salaries, some of the rules. We also know the NFL, at least publicly, they've talked about being advocates for health. You have definitely been an advocate for health and welfare of NFL players and technologies and usage. What's the latest that you're working on with Macy Arthur?
Well, thanks for allowing me to share, because roughly 900,000 people in America suffer from some kind of knee pain, arthritic knee pain, every single year. And usually if you have some kind of cartilage defect, there's now a new innovative treatment to help with that, and it's called Macy Arthro. Macy Orthoscopic Procedure has been cleared by the FDA. And what it is, it's a procedure where you go in orthoscopically to help repair cartilage damage. You take the healthy tissue and you grow it in a lab, and then you can take it a few weeks later and take it and put it back in. It adheres to the healthy tissue. It adheres to the bone. You know, you can't grow new cartilage. Once it starts to deteriorate, you're going to deteriorate to the point where you're bone on bone, and then you're going to deteriorate to the point where you're going to have total knee joint replacement in the knee area. So this is a way to help regenerate the tissue that's needed to keep you from becoming bone on bone. And you can go to the website at MACI.com to read up more about the procedure and find a doctor in your area.
Oh, Solomon, you know my doctor told me 20 years ago my cartilage is breaking down. Come on, Solomon, you talking to me? Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, you better go to the website. You might want to check this out. I'm telling you, you might want to check it out.
Yeah, I mean, you played in the league long enough. I may have to. It's Solomon, thank you so much. Where can people follow and listen to you and everything that you do?
Well, you can go to Twitter at Solomon's Wisdom. You also can find me on SiriusXM NFL Radio. I'm the host of the opening drive Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. NFL Radio, Channel 88 is where you can go. Also check out the Believe in Bengal podcast, wherever you get your podcast. And you can get all things Cincinnati Bengals. Thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, all the time, Solomon. Enjoy New Orleans. Enjoy Media. What is it called now? Media Row?
Media Row, baby.
Okay. Have fun. Get some TikToks in. Okay, Solomon? Get them in.
I will do that. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much to Solomon Wilcox. Yeah, we've advanced past just radio. We gotta get our TikToks in. Hickey, can you TikTok? Is it an action?
Yeah, of course.
You can TikTok.
Yeah, you can tweet, you can TikTok. Yeah, oh yeah.
So those are all verbs now? Are those verbs?
You can't. I don't think you can Instagram. You got to go live on Instagram, I think. And okay. I don't think you can Facebook either. But I think you can definitely tweet and definitely TikTok.
Is TikToking a thing?
Yeah, TikTokers are a noun.
What were you doing? I was TikToking, okay.
Right? What are you going to say? I was posting a video to TikTok. Ugh, too long.
Hickey, I'd prefer if half of this stuff didn't exist. How about that?
Okay. Well, for a short period of time, it didn't.
I know.
Yeah, that's your wish.
Yeah, and I missed some of it.
Two hours, the world's more glorious, huh?
Yeah, I think most people's brains were in a better spot. Anyway, the Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly sponsors the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Hey, shout-outs to Jalen Brunson. He saved the New York Knicks. He saved their behinds last night, scoring 42 points, handed out 10 assists. The Knicks beat the Rockets 124-118 at Madison Square Garden. 17 of Jalen Brunson's points that came in the fourth quarter. He helped erase an 11-point deficit in the fourth. And the Knicks, they got a record of 33-17 on the season. Let's see who they trade. Mitchell Robinson? Who the hell is trading for his broke ass? And he ain't broke financially. His body is just always broke. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We just had this chat with Solomon Wilcox about the Super Bowl on Sunday. People are still talking about the referees being biased, being involved, and screwing everybody over. I think that might be one of the biggest themes from opening night and media day and media row and TikTok row and all of that. We'll get into that on the other side of the break, plus your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you to former NFL player. You now catch him on the radio, SiriusXM, NFL Radio. Thank you to Solomon Wilcox for coming through and joining us, giving us his thoughts on the big game, giving us some advice. Hickey, you know, he talked about that technology to clean out your knees. And this is one of the reasons, Hickey, they told me they wanted to clean my knee out at some point. 20 years ago, they're like, hey, man, we're going to need to clean your knee out, you know, and this and that. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm not doing this stuff. I was a kid. I'm like, you're not touching me. I'm already young. You going to cut me open? What's wrong with you? And I never did it. I just said, I'm going to chill out. I'm going to treat my body like the temple it is. I'm just going to exercise. And so I don't have pain and all of this. If I do too much, like, I mean, really do too much, then I got to do something. But with advances in technology, advancements in technology, you know, this man just, he made it sound like going to the dentist, just getting your knees cleaned, you know?
We started the show talking about a railing against technology. That's one where technology is great now, where whether it's cleaning out a knee, I mean, I think like it, I don't know if this case for everybody, but like if you're like somewhat healthy, I think you can walk out of a hip replacement like that day or something like that. It's like
one of my good friends got a hip replacement. This guy is still hosting events and parties at clubs, standing and dancing all over the place. He had to tell him after he got his hip replaced. I said, "Man, don't fall on me, okay? Don't fall on me. It's crazy." Yeah, you want one? You want a hip replacement?
No, I definitely do not, but it sounds like you're like a new man or woman if you get one.
We can make you RoboCop tomorrow, Hickey.
I don't want to be RoboCop.
You don't?
No, I do not. I like my own body right now.
Have you ever seen the meme? Hickey, have you ever seen the movie RoboCop?
No.
Okay, you familiar with the concept?
I mean, if it's anything like the name says, sure.
Okay, yeah, it is. He is a RoboCop. But basically, RoboCop was a human cop, and he was brutally murdered. They killed him. He was dead. Hickey, he was dead. But then they basically took his brain and part of his body, and they made him RoboCop. And so I saw a meme recently, and it was just, I'm gonna brutalize it because I had to explain so much. But the meme was basically, this guy died. And they still made him show up to work. that's what technology is doing, Hickey. So I don't know if we want this. Like, RoboCop literally died. The guy was dead. And they found a way to make him show up to work.
So I guess that means the JR Sportproof show will never die.
Oh, man.
When
I don't
you
know.
You die, about... put a little robot in there, and you'll just keep on talking.
I don't know. You know, there's the AI me that we've been training, so I don't know about that, Hickey. So.
Mm.
Yeah. I'll be here, some form of me, I guess. We'll see. 855-212-4227. Brian is here from Iowa. What's up, Brian? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Oh, good evening, JR. It was a pleasure talking to you and Ryan Hickey. I think you guys are some smooth operators.
Yeah, we are. What's up?
I just wanted to talk about the Super Bowl real quick with you. I think I'm going to be on the same board as you, and I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, man. And, you've already surmised and guessed what my selection is by listening over the past week?
Oh, I listen to you guys 24/7. When I start driving at 6 a.m., I turn on the score. I listen to every program on the score.
Lovely.
From Molly in the Hall to you guys. You know, as a matter of fact, Greg from Michigan, does he have his own show?
I don't know. You got to ask him. I'm sure he's going to call you now and let you know.
I hear him on every show calling in. I believe I even remember him calling in to Les Gromstein one time. I think he likes to listen to himself talk.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm assuming he's listening now, and I'm sure he's going to call and respond any second now. Well, what else? Well, here's a better question for you. You do all that driving, and I got to hit the brake in a second. And, hey, by the way, I see you, Andy, in Pittsburgh. Don't go anywhere, Andy. Just please be patient. Brian, you be driving around. Are you a Caitlin Clark fan?
I do like Caitlin Clark, but I live in Rockford, Illinois, so I'm a big Bears fan. So,
okay.
Yeah, I drive out of Sterling, Illinois, so I probably do about 2,500 miles in 5 days.
Okay, all right. So you like the Bull? You're a Chicago guy more than an Iowa. You're more east than west.
All Chicago Bears.
Okay.
Bulls, Blackhawks, and South Siders.
Oh my God. I feel bad for you. I'll just say that, okay? Just get that out the way. Any man who has to root for the White Sox and the Chicago Bears and the Blackhawks, yeah. Hey, good luck, man. Good luck this summer, okay? And I see the Bulls are trading away everybody, so have fun with that, too.
Real quick,
yes.
I think it comes to better quarterback and a better coach.
Hey, you enjoy the Bears. You better hope. You better hope Ben and Caleb change things, okay, Brian?
I'm praying.
My man. You drive safe. You call anytime, all right? We're here.
I will, JR. You guys have a good night.
You as well. Shout outs to Brian for calling from Iowa, Illinois. Yeah, call. We got plenty of people just driving around. Let me tell you, there's nothing worse than being in your vehicle and trying to find something. Something that won't put your ass to sleep. Oh, my God. Nothing here. Just keep it on Infinity Sports Network all day long. You won't have that problem. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side of the break, Andy from Pittsburgh has been waiting patiently on the phone lines. We're going to chat with Andy from Pittsburgh. We mentioned this. Anthony Davis, he spoke today to the Mavericks media. And then everybody having to deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. Everybody in the NFL, between yesterday and today, they are sick of answering these damn questions about the referees being biased and cheating and all of the things. We're going to get into that on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.